It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. Week two is in the books. Now it's time to get ready for week three of football. There's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week three, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. It's a deal you can't pass up. You could place a $1 bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash $100. How could you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week three, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during signup. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Ross, it's time. Are you ready to field the questions?
I am. Let's do it.
All right. We are going to start with one of our famous combo questions. Two of our listeners are thinking the same way. Jerry in Arlington, Texas says, Ross, assuming Micah doesn't come back to Penn State when facing Ohio State in week two, if you were Brent Pry, how would you defense Justin Fields, knowing how he burned Penn State on critical plays when Ohio State spread the field with five wide receivers? If you use a spy, who do you use as your spy? Bill from Easton similarly says, Ross, you're the defensive coordinator for Penn State. What can you do to slow down Justin Fields? Spy on him with a linebacker, make him pass from the pocket, blitz him, or play coverage? So Bill and Jerry were thinking the same way. What do you got for him?
Well, so isn't it awesome to actually be talking about like real games and to have the listeners' questions being right? I love how everybody goes right to the Ohio State game. No respect for Indiana, I tell you, Jim. No respect for Indiana. What was that, Rodney Dangerfield? No respect, I tell you. No respect. There's really, I would say, a couple different options. You can play a lot of man coverage and then have, you know, one person, typically a linebacker, be responsible for the quarterback. Let me take this step back. There's three things you can do. So one would be a lot of man coverage and have a linebacker spy the quarterback. What's really, really important is if you have a guy spy the quarterback, he's got to be able to make that play. And I know that's like, well, no duh, Ross, or no duh, depending on where you grew up. No duh. I've seen before, Jim, where they have a spy, but then what happens is the quarterback just makes the spy miss. Then you're in big trouble. I mean, then you're really in a bad spot. Like the spy has got to be athletic enough to be able to make that play. So that's number one. Number two, they could have kind of a muddle rush. And when I say that, it's you rush, but you rush under control because you don't want to allow there to be big seams, big holes for the quarterback to be able to exploit with his legs. I don't really love that approach because I just think Fields is a good enough passer that if you're doing any type of muddled pass rush, there's going to be a lot of time for him probably because you're not just going hair on fire trying to get to him. And so I think he'll end up picking them apart if they just do the muddled rush. And then lastly, is zone. And the reason why you do zone coverage is A, makes it less likely you give up anything over the top, anything deep. B, everybody has eyes on the quarterback. So your eyes are on him because you're looking to see where he tells you he's going to throw the football with his eyes. And so he kind of moves you around. But then when he does scramble, there should be two or three second-level defenders, linebackers, that are able to converge on him, you know, and play their leverage the right way to make those tackles on him in space. So I think that's probably the best bet, is to probably play zone coverage, let those guys up front go and get after him, and hopefully Awe and Shaka Toney and Mustafa can have a big night, and then have the linebackers keeping their eyes on him with that zone coverage.
You've talked about this before, Ross, but the speed and athleticism of the linebackers, that's got to be a help in this case. When you talk about if you're spying them, you better make the play. But shouldn't that speed of the Penn State linebackers be helpful in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why you want to get a guy like Lance Dixon. You know, Brandon Smith as well, but especially like the guys that have cat-like quickness like Lance Dixon, because those are the guys that should really be able to make that open field play against him.
All right. Speaking of linebackers, Josh from Bradford County asks, with Micah Parsons likely off to the NFL, who do you predict will be the three starters at linebacker for Penn State?
I think Ellis Brooks will be the middle linebacker. And I think the outside linebackers will be Jesse Luceda and Brandon Smith. But I think when they go to nickel, two linebacker sets, I think it'll be Smith and Dixon, and maybe sometimes Luceda and Dixon. In other words, Brooks will be out, and in that package, obvious passing downs, I think Lance Dixon will be out there. And maybe they'll rotate, whether it's Brandon Smith or Luceda. Maybe those guys will alternate. But I think Lance Dixon will be out there. You know, I was just watching him play receiver in high school and just seeing his agility and ability. He seems tailor-made to be out there on obvious passing downs. So I think it actually works out really nicely that way.
All right. Next up is Andrew from Elmer, New Jersey. Hey, Princeton grad. Here's an existential question for you. I remember near the start of COVID, you said something like, I hope we get football back because we need football. What is it about football that connects so strongly with the human condition?
Wow.
That's an Ivy League type of question there, Ross.
Well, Andrew, yeah, I mean, I was a politics major, not a sociology major, but that's a very, very deep question. It's a good question. And honestly, it's the type of thing that even just starting, and people I think know this now, Jim, that we record this remotely just because of COVID and everything, that we're not together, we're not in the same room. Even just starting to think about how I would answer that question, my eyes fill up and I can't help it, man. I can't help it. It means that much to me, and it always has. I think there's a couple things. I think there's the combination of it's not just the football players, but it's the band. It's the cheerleaders. And it's once a week. So I say that because I think for both high school and college, but I'll start with high school. I think it brings the whole community together in a way that other things simply can't. I think part of it is the time of year. It's like, okay, you know, in the summer, people are outside hanging out, you get to see a lot of people. Then you get to the fall and school starts and you don't get to see people as much. You're not doing as many activities, but you have that one night a week, that Friday night where you can see the football team, you can see the band, you can see the cheerleaders. And so it's not just kind of the jocks, right? It's the band, it's the cheerleaders, it's every part of it. and it becomes an event. It's a once a week event, whereas baseball is every day and, you know, basketball is frequently and soccer is frequently. I think there's something special about the one day a week. And then I think the physical nature of the sport, you know, the fact that I think Americans like to think of ourselves as being tough and maybe being tougher than other people. And I think football, that resonates more than other sports in that regard, because it is a sport that involves collisions and it is a sport that reveals physical toughness and requires physical toughness and reveals character. So I think you combine all of those things and it really ends up becoming a source of pride for your high school community, your college that you support and maybe attended, and even your NFL city. So it's a combination of all of those things. I'll just say, like, I played baseball, I played soccer, I played basketball in high school. I was a very good basketball player, but it's not like football. And I don't really know people that played soccer and football but prefer soccer, or played football and basketball but prefer basketball. I think that most people, even like, I'd love to hear like even like what LeBron says. I think most people realize there's just like a, there's a freeing feeling of being out on that grass or that field and being able to have sort of no limits to what you can do and flying around the field and knocking people over. You know, all these other sports, and I know there's penalties, but all these other sports, like, oh, that's a foul on this. It's a very authentic, genuine, primal feeling that's really pure and I think really healthy. And I think whether you ever played or you're just in the stands, I think deep down, a lot of people have that in them and recognize that it's healthy and it's okay to want to go knock somebody over.
Very good answer, Ross. I like the way you talked about community. You played high school, college, pro. I did none of that, and I have that same excitement about football. My high school community, I'm from Berwick, proud of high school football. Penn Stater, proud of that also. All right, that's it for Ask Ross. Stick around. Andy and Bob are back for quarter number four.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.